to spoken word church ministry word that is going to be spoken. Welcome, men and women of God. This is a place where your life will be transformed. This is a place where you will find that you are important in the kingdom of God. We believe in God. And now this morning, I want to welcome ladies and gentlemen who are listening to us, those who are in. Come and join us. If you feel you are broken in your heart, if you feel that you are sick, you have lost hope, there is hope in Christ Jesus. If you switch on and invite your neighbor, invite your friend, invite your family to receive from what God has for you this morning, your life will never remain the same. We believe in the God of transformation. We believe in the God of miracles, the Lord of changes. And now I want to take this opportunity together with us as you are hearing us, lift up your hands and we start our prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is above every name, this name has been exalted above all powers. We thank you and we bless you for who we are in our lives. Thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to be in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for the pastors of this house. In the name of Jesus, we declare your majesty because you have called your servants to lead us. And I want to thank you for every leader of this ministry. I want to thank you for the women and men that you are bringing in and who are inside here. In the name of Jesus, I pray this morning that you are going to meet every need according to your glorious riches. We thank you, Lord, for the section of giving. And we thank you, Lord, for the section of worship and praise. We thank you for the section even of the word that is going to be released in our lives. We declare that God, you are our God. Take the glory this morning and manifest yourself in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we allow you to move in a special way. And I pray the cloud of your presence to overshadow this place and perform miracles of transformation in our lives. Thank you, King of Kings, and thank you, King of Glory. We declare that you are the only God that we know. Above you, there is none, and below you, there is none. Besides you, King of Glory, there is no other God. We take charge of the atmosphere in the spiritual realms and we declare every power to bow under your authority. That this morning you are healing us spiritually, emotionally, financially, mentally, and even health-wise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the work you are doing in the name of Jesus. We bless your holy name and we give you praise because you have done it this morning. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Hallelujah. Let somebody shout. Amen. Amen. Let's clap for God and clap for the Holy Spirit as I bring the woman of God. Thank you.
Amen. Praise his holy name. Let us take a moment, hallelujah, to just reverence our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords on this morning. Hallelujah. Every eye closed. Let us just begin to worship our Father today. Let's forget about what took place on yesterday and the day before. Hallelujah. And let's put our minds on our Savior this morning. Hallelujah. 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 If we can get some worship this morning. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, you are worthy, God.
I worship and adore you. Just want to tell.
Let us just worship him,
Lord. I love
in an admiration of who he is this morning.
Than anything.
Worship him the way that you know how to worship him. Amen. Hallelujah. In your own way, let him know that you love him.
I worship and adore you.
He wants to hear from you this morning.
Just want to tell you.
Let us lift up our voices,
Lord, I love
unto the heavens.
More
there's so many reasons we have to say, God, I love you. God, I praise you.
I lift my hands in total adoration.
Let us lift our hands this morning in admiration
you
to
reign on the throne, for you are God and God
alone. Let him know that he's
alone.
God and God alone.
Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
No more cloudy days.
I can sing to you this song.
Sing this song.
I just want to say that I love you more than
I love you more
anything.
Than anything, yeah. Jesus.
Come on. Sing.
I lift my hands in total
through admiration
to you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone.
I'm so grateful, Lord.
And I adore your name.
I worship.
Hallelujah, God. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's say that together. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Can't make it without you. Can't make it without you. I can't make it without you. I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Oh, bless your holy name, God. I need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I need you, Jesus. Can make it, can make it, can make it without you. No, Lord. I can't make it without you. No, no, no. Can make it without you. Can make it without you. I can't make it without you. No, no, no. Make it without you. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Lord, we welcome you, God. We welcome you, God. We welcome you, Jesus. We welcome you, God. In this place, oh God. Jesus, we welcome you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us lift up his name today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you would, while you're still standing, I'm going to ask everybody to turn to Psalms 91. We're going to do our canopy of protection this morning. For those of you who are listening, we're going to ask you to join us. Hallelujah. Psalms 91. Hallelujah, our canopy of protection. Hallelujah, when we all get there, let us all say amen and amen. Amen. Let us lift our voices this morning. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the northern pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waveth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thou shalt bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. It's in Jesus' name, amen and amen. To God be the glory. You may have your seats this morning. Amen. Amen. Again, I want to welcome you all to back to the Spoken Word Church. And those of you who are listening online, God bless you. And we pray that you are blessed this morning as the man of God gets prepared to come up for the word. Amen. We are thankful and grateful that each and every one of you are here this morning to hear what thus said to the Lord this morning. Before we have our man of God come up, we're going to ask that the usher come up with the tithes and offering basket. This morning, those of you who need a envelope, with a show of hands, raise your hand and someone will bring you a tithes and offering envelope this morning. Amen. Amen. And this morning, we're just going to trust God, because we know that, again, when I look around, I know that most of us, amen, we have been a part of the kingdom of God, amen, for at least we know more than 3 years, right? Amen. So I'm trusting, as we believe, that all of us, we are 100% tithes and offering givers. Let me hear everybody shout that loud this morning. Say, I am a 100%. Uh-oh, we're going to have to do that again. Bless the Lord. And you two out there, join with me. Say, I want you to point at yourself. Say, I am a 100% tithe and offering givering. Giver, amen. We are at the Spoken Word Church, 100% tithe and offering givers. Amen. Do you believe it? Amen. If you believe it, what I do know is when we believe something, our actions said so. So we are 100% tithe and offering givers. So let us, in honor to our Father, amen, who is Jesus Christ, let us give unto him, amen, what he has required of us. And we know what he has required of us. Amen. So that way we know that when we honor God, God says that we lack nothing. Amen. So I decree and I declare, because of our obedience, that we lack nothing. So I want you to point at yourself and say, because of my obedience unto God, I, my family, we lack nothing. Amen. And we know that we serve a God who will give us and who will meet our needs today. So let our ushers, if you can, begin to serve the people of God. Come on, everybody, stand. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Let's celebrate.
I want to sing a little louder than before. I want to jump higher than before.
Hallelujah. Let us celebrate Jesus.
I want to shout louder than before.
Us giving unto him this morning, our tithes and our offerings. Freedom. Hallelujah. Freedom. Freedom. Hallelujah. Come on.
Sing a little louder than before. I want to spin wilder than before. I want to shout louder.
Freedom, hallelujah.
Freedom. Freedom.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless his holy name. If you would, let us stretch our hands out. Amen. Amanda, God, did you have ours? Okay. Amen. Bless his holy name. We will put that in there afterwards. Bless the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you now, God. We thank you, Father, for these seeds, oh, Father, that your people have sown into your house, Father. Lord, we trust your word today, Father. You said as we give, Father God, you will give it back unto us, Father. Pressed down, shaken together, Father. We trust in you. We thank you that the windows of heaven, Father, they are open unto us today. So, God, I thank you for multiplying, Father, these blessings, oh, Father God. God, back unto every person, Father, that gave, Father, into your house today. God, some 30, Father, some 40, Father God, some 60, God, even some 100 for return, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you now, Father, that provision is made, Father, because we believe in you and we trust what your word has said to us, God. We thank you because we know that we are righteous, oh, Father, and the righteous, oh, God, does not beg for bread. So, God, we thank you today, Father, that we are well taken care of because you love us, you care for us, Father God. So we thank you, Father, for your increase in our lives. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you all of the honor. And let the people of God says, amen. And amen. To God be the glory. And while we yet stand, let us welcome our beloved pastor this morning, Pastor Simmons. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Praise
God
the Lord.
Bless
you. Can be seated this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
God amen. 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 Well, praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. All my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Amen. You know that you're blessed by the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. It's an awesome day. God has given us a glimpse of what summer looked like. Amen. In the season of winter. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So enjoy yourself. Amen. Glory to God. It's good to see each and every one of you in the house this morning. And I just want to say it's a joy to see Sister West in the house this morning. Give her a hand, praise, glory to God. I thank God this morning for Sister West, amen. When I saw her this morning, I began to jump like a little kid, amen. Glory to God, like mama gave me a donut or a cookie or something, amen. It's really good to see those in the house of God, amen, and those returning back unto the house of God, amen. She shared with me that God says he won't let her go nowhere else. I say, why are you looking for her? This your house, amen. You don't need to go nowhere else, amen. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. And I believe that, amen. And it has to be a spiritual thing that you must understand. Where God has placed you is tied to your destiny, amen. And you can't play with your destiny, amen. Glory to God. It's not tied to me. It's tied to the place where God has placed you, and your destiny is tied to that place. Amen. That takes a level of maturity to understand in the Word of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Because the Bible does say when Jesus called the disciples, he says, follow me and I will make you. Amen. Glory be to God. As long as we follow in Jesus, we're going to be made. Amen. We're going to be made. And he says he made us able ministers. Amen. We can't do nothing without Jesus, my brothers and sisters. So you have to remember that and know that for yourself. There's nothing you can accomplish without Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Do you hear that? And that's why we know that Jesus is Lord. He is Lord of our life. He is Lord of everything. He's not Lord when we just want him to be Lord, but he is Lord. And it takes a spiritual stability and spiritual understanding to know these things. Amen. Because the world desires, as I say, to take us not to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord of our lives. But we're strong in faith. Somebody say strong in faith. Strong in faith. That means when you're strong in faith, nothing can move you. Nothing can turn you around. Nothing can hold you back. Amen. Glory be to God. Because you're what? Strong in faith. Amen. Well, good morning to those that may be tuned in this morning. It's an honor to be before you and bring the Word of God to you in your homes. We pray that you will be enlightened by the Word of God and that your heart would not be heavy and that you will see the glory of God speak unto you personally. Amen. And that it will challenge you for change. We hear it spoken word, desire not to get close to us, but bringing you closer to Jesus, the one that can change your life, rearrange your life, and make it better for you. Amen. Glory be to God. So grab your Bibles this morning. Open the Word of God this morning with us that you may be enlightened by the Word of truth. Amen. Because it's the Holy Spirit that brings truth, knowledge, and understanding to each and every one of us this morning. Let's give them a hand praise this morning for those that may be looking around the world, around the globe. And God bless you this morning for those of you that are here in the sanctuary of God. How many know in the sanctuary of God there's peace? In the sanctuary of God, there's love. In the sanctuary of God, there's harmony. In the sanctuary of God, there's unity. Amen. But in the sanctuary of God, there's much hope. Amen. Hope that we will and we shall see the promises of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. So I am so excited once again by the grace of God and the love of God that he has allowed me to open up the book to find where it's written of him. But when we find where it's written of him, he's also showing us where it's written of us. Amen. Because he says, greater is he that is in the world than he that is in, greater is he that is in us, excuse me, than he that is in the world. So that means there's greatness in you. Do you hear that? But to understand the greatness that's in you and to employ the greatness in you, you got to get in him. Amen. And getting in him is mean open up the book and see where it's written about you as well as it's written about him. Amen. You can't play. You can't falsify. You can't fake it till you make it. Amen. I don't believe in faking it till you make it because that's work. Amen. Faking it till you make it. That's a lot of work. Amen. Glory to God. That's tiresome. Faking it till you make it, amen. You're trying to make it look good over here, and when you see the people on this side, you try to make it look good on this side, and you're worrying about what people on that side. So when these people on the north side leave, you run to the south side trying to look good. That's a lot of work, amen. Glory to God. That's a lot of work, and we don't want to do that type of stuff, making it, faking it till we make it, amen. How many know we don't have to because we already made it? When Jesus died and rose again, you made it, amen. You made it out of hell. You made it out of Hades, amen. You made it. Glory to God. So let's keep on honoring him because we have made it, amen. We have made it in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we come this morning thanking you for your mercy and your grace. We come lifting up our holy hands. We come lifting up our spirit with joy. God, we ask that you will continue to speak to us. Give us revelation, knowledge, and understanding of that which you say that we are to be partakers of. And God, I declare and decree, those, God, that are at home, those that are listening, God, that you will shake them and awake them. Rise up something in them, God, to let them know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and God, that they are very well needed and wanted for service in your house and in your ministry. We thank you, Lord, for those that are here. that you will cover them and watch them, open their hearts and minds to hear what thus says of the Spirit of God. Empower them with wisdom. Empower them with knowledge. Empower them with understanding, that they may be stable in this walk that we go continuously seeking and serving you. It's in the mighty name of the Son of the living God. All that believe say, Jesus is Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to continue in this teaching series. You say, well, Brother Simmons, we've been on this for some time now, being spiritually stable, spiritual stability. Why do you say, why are we continuing to teach on this? Because there's a lot of instability. There's a lot of instability. And I am so reminded that the Apostle Paul, when he was teaching those in Corinth, he was teaching those in Philippi, he was teaching them in Ephesus, he was teaching them how to be stable, how to have stability, how not to be moved by circumstances that take place in your life, amen? When circumstances take place in our life, there seems to be a time that we get unstable. We forget about the Lord, all that he has done for us, even today, amen? We have been covered by the blood of the Lamb, the word of the testimony of the saints. God has kept us. And if God can keep us, why not continue to serve him in the mighty name of Jesus? Amen. Giving your whole mind, body, and soul unto the Lord for the glorious work that he has done in our life. Trusting him, not leaning to our own understanding. Acknowledge him in every area of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory to God. Somebody say, spiritual stability, I shall continue to grow. Spiritual stability is continuing to grow. What are you growing in? You're growing in the Spirit of God. You're growing in the love of God. You're growing in the knowledge of God. You're growing in the wisdom of God through the Son, Jesus Christ, amen. All over the world. Jesus is all over the world. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere. He is not lackadaisical. He is not out. He is always in the life of those that trust him. Do you believe that? Jesus is always in the life of those that trust him. Let's go back where we were last week in the book of James. James chapter 1. And we was dealing with some 5 points of what James was talking to us. And I believe we only got to point number two on last week. And we're dealing again, those at home, we're dealing with spiritual stability. And what spiritual stability is, it's growing up knowing that Christ is more powerful than anything in the world. It's knowing that you have been saved, amen. You have been saved, and the blood of the Lamb has washed away your sins. Amen. That doesn't mean that God doesn't bring attention to sin things that may come up in your life, but he doesn't hearken on sin. He doesn't hearken on sin because we have been set free and liberated from sin. And that's why we need to stay spiritual stable in our lives. Do you hear that? In the name of Jesus. So in the book of James, Gospel, beginning there in the first verse in the book of James, James chapter 1, beginning in the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version again of the Bible. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody just say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. It just seemed like a good hallelujah moment. Amen. Glory to God. And hallelujah is what? The highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. And it says here in the book of James, if you can stand, stand. If you can't stand, that's okay, because we give honor unto the Lord. In the book of James, beginning in the first verse of chapter 1 of the book of James, it says, James, a servant of God, of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Greetings, my brother. Count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You may be seated in the presence of a life-changing King this morning. Amen. And what James is saying, he says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Temptation, trials, and tests, and various things will come our way in our life. If it haven't happened yet, guess what? It shall happen. Amen. And when it happens, you should already be ready for it, because he gives us a warning to this. And he says, when he says, knowing. See, that means Jesus already knows what's going to take place. And James, the apostle, the brother of Jesus, he is mentioning it to us to let us know that things will happen for us. Now, young adults, young parents, fathers and mothers, sisters and brothers, the old and the young, knowing this, that these trials will come, they will happen in our lives, so we have to be spiritually stable. How do we continue to be spiritually stable? By in the Word of God, trusting God, and having no doubt about what God says in the Word. Do you hear that? What God says in the Word, not what man says in the Word, but what God says in the Word. And that's why it's important for us to know and study the Word, to spend time with the Holy Spirit. Do you hear that? And so he says again, knowing this, verse 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Do you hear that? The trying of your faith worketh patience. The trying of your faith. It doesn't try you. Look at this. Many people think that trials and tribulations try you as an individual. It doesn't try you as an individual. It tries your faith. See, your faith is not in the natural. Your faith is in the spirit. Do you hear that? It says, the trying of your faith worketh patience. It's not working against you in the natural. It's working against that which you believe that is spiritual. Do you hear that? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
It says, the trying of your faith. The trying of your faith. It didn't say the trying of your natural ability. Because in our natural ability, things that we try to do, we can fail. But in the spirit realm, we can always succeed. Do you hear it? And that's based on our stability in Christ Jesus. It's based on our stability in the Word of God, believing and trusting God. I want to teach this here because I believe the profundity of the spiritual stability will help us grow up in this thing that we call Christian life. Do you hear it? Christian life. Christians being Christ-like. Learning to live, love, hold, handle, and keep the Word of God dear to our hearts. And he says again, he says, knowing this. Why would he say knowing this? Very interesting, knowing this. The reason why he says knowing this, because he knows all things. God knows all things. Do you hear that? He knows me better than I know myself. He knows you better than you know yourself. He says, knowing this, the trying of your faith worketh your patience. The trying to see if you're spiritually mature, spiritually stable, is going to work your patience. It's going to work and see if you can stay the full course. Paul says, I've finished the course. I have run my race. Paul stayed stable. He stayed spiritually stable, spiritually connected, because he knew some things were going to try his faith. Do you hear that? Glory to God. And Paul was in prison many and multiple times. Paul did not let anything take away his faith. He continued to outreach from the prison wall to people to show them how the love of God and the Spirit of God and the power of God can work in your life when you're stable in Christ. Do you hear it? Too many times we let little small things throw us off the course in the name of Jesus. So we have to be strong in the power of his might and the resurrection of his glory, not in our glory. Do you hear that? Strong in the power of his might and the resurrection of his glory. Somebody say strong in his might.
Strong.
Now say it again. Strong in his might.
Strong.
See, it's not my might, it's his might. That's right, Lincoln. Strong in his might, Lincoln. That's right. Strong in his light. In his might. Do you hear that? And then he goes on to say in verse 4. Let's look at verse 4. We're going to walk this thing out. But let patience have a what perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting for nothing. Do you hear that? When we have faith in God, trusting in God, believing in God, obeying God, and being stable according to the Word of God, we will want nothing. How many of you know that? You will want nothing, you will fear for nothing, you will lack for nothing. It may seem that you're lacking in the natural, but in the spirit, you're lacking and wanting for nothing because you're spiritually stable. Do you hear this? And see, this is the level of maturity that God wants all of us to come up to. Do you hear that? So he says again, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting for nothing. It says, let patience have a perfect work. Patience have a perfect work. That means patience is going to go to work in the spirit realm. Amen. Not in the natural. See, we look at things too much in the natural realm, but patience going to work in the spirit realm, because patience is going to have a perfect work, and the perfect work is the Holy Spirit that worketh in you. Do you hear that? Because the Spirit of God is what? Perfect. It's made perfect inside of you till you will want nothing. You will want nothing. You will not be confused about nothing. You will be not double-minded about nothing. You will be stable in all your ways. Do you hear that? And so let's go on to verse 5. He says here, if any of you lack wisdom, we was here last week, he says, if anyone lack wisdom, because we all lack wisdom, in every area of our life, there are some areas and more than others that we lack wisdom. So he says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that give it to all men, that humanity liberally and unbraided not, and it shall be what? Given. Given. See, this is so powerful to me that God has shown us his wisdom, how much he loves us. How? Because he gave his only begotten son. So if anyone lack wisdom, we just look at what God gave. He gave his son that we may have life and life more abundantly. He gave his son that we can be spiritually stable. He gave his son that we can walk strong. He gave his son so we know the power of his might and the resurrection of his glory. He gave. So that's the wisdom of God, how much he loves us, that he gave his only begotten son for us. So if any man has doubt about it, if any man is confused about it, he can go to God, but see, you don't need to go to God. You need to see what God has already done. You are here because Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, was given by the Father to come into this world, to die for our sins, that we may stand up and be upright and comely of the Lord. Do you hear that? That you and I can know how to love, how to preach and how to teach the gospel with conviction, with joy and with hope and inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Do you hear it? That's what God desires. And that's how we stay spiritually stable. That's how we stay hungry for the word of God. The Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. But you need to bite into this word. Amen. You need to bite into the word of God. And when you bite into the word of God, when you bite into it, it gets down into the marrow of your bone. It nutritions your spirit. It gets you strong. It makes you vibrant. It makes you ready to move by the Holy Ghost. Do you hear it? That way you'll be stable in this thing. You know how to walk right. You won't be easily moved. Do you hear it? And then he goes on in verse 6. He says, but let him ask in what? Faith. Let him ask in faith. And we discover that faith is not a natural thing. Faith is spiritual. Do you hear it? Now go to Mark's Gospel chapter 11. I want you to see this. Mark's Gospel chapter 11. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a what? Go ahead, call 7. He that wavereth is like... it's like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. See, when you're spiritually unstable, then you're easily moved. You're tossed. Why are you tossed? You're tossed by what somebody said to you, what you heard somebody say, what you thought somebody looked at you. Do you hear that? Now go to Mark's Gospel chapter 11. Mark's Gospel chapter 11, I think it's around about the 23rd verse. Mark's Gospel. Mark's Gospel. Hallelujah. Spiritually stable, being stable in the word of God, letting nobody move you. Let nobody move you. Glory to God. Let nobody move you. Say, I will. No. Let's say it. I will not be moved by circumstances, which is happenstances, which is based on when I'm happy and when I'm not. I'm spiritually stable. I'm rooted. I'm grounded in the Word of God. See, if you're not spiritually stable, then you'll be moved by circumstances, which are happenstances, which is what makes you happy at that particular time. Do you hear it? See, this here, we want to raise strong men and women in the Word of God so we can do what? Teach those that need to be taught about the living God. Do you hear that? To teach those to be taught about the living God. That's one of our purposes here, but not all, is that we be spiritually stable in the things of God so when people come to this house, in this ministry, we can teach them the Word of God. Amen. So they can be stable in the things of God. Do you hear it? Now, that's kingdom mindset. It's not about me. That's kingdom mindset. Because at any given moment in time, the words that you hear, the words that are preached, the words that are taught to you, at some point in life, you should be able to get up and teach what is taught to you, what is shown to you, what is lived by you, that you can teach others the same without hesitation nor reservation. And if you don't want, if you're not doing it, you're not being stable. You're not being stable. That's the truth. Because Jesus sent his disciples out, what? To teach. And when they taught what he taught them. Do you hear it? Which was from him, being God. Amen? Glory to God. Do you hear it? So Mark's Gospel 11. Mark's Gospel 11 say, verily, verily, I say. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that whatsoever ye shall say unto, say unto, say unto, verily, verily, whatever ye say, verily, verily, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, that whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, whosoever shall say unto that, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not what? Doubt. Doubt. You know, doubt is the Achilles heel. Doubt, he says, and shall not doubt where? In his heart. See, spiritually instability is a heart matter. It goes by doubting what the Spirit wants you to believe. Do you hear it? Faith is a spiritual matter. Doubt is a natural matter. Do you hear it? Doubt is the natural things. Faith is the spiritual thing. That's why it says don't doubt in your heart. Don't have the natural things in your heart when you're moving in faith. Do you hear that? Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Somebody gonna get this. This is teaching now. And then he goes on to say, again in 22, Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in who? Have faith in who? Have faith in who? In the world? In the preacher? In my husband? In my wife? In my sister? No, he says, have faith in who? God. See, many times what brings us to instability is we having more faith in people than we do God. Do you hear that? I can't put my faith in you. You can't put your faith in me. We put our faith in God. And as it said, if you're following Jesus, then I can follow you because I know where your faith is. If you're following your own self and you're following your own will, I can't follow you. I won't dare to follow you. I got to put my faith in God. Doubt is of the natural. Faith is of the spiritual. Do you hear it? He says, don't doubt where? In your heart. Don't doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall what? Come to pass. Believing is faith. Believing is speaking what you believe the Word of God can manifest. Believing is speaking the power of God that has been shown to you. Believing is speaking, knowing where you used to be, where you are now, because God brought you from there to here. Do you hear that? Being steadfast. Being steadfast. Do you hear it? And then he goes on saying, shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Whatsoever he saith. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Do you hear that? Now go back to James. Go back to James. Look at this. Go back to James. Shall have whatsoever he saith. Have so whatever he saith. He saith. He saith. He saith. Whatever he says, go back to James. Have whatever he saith. Look at this. Go back to, are you there in James? Have whatever he says, go to verse 6. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. Wavering is the same as doubt. Do you hear that? Wavering is the same as doubt. Don't have doubt in your heart. Do you hear it? You can't come to a place and have doubt in your heart if God's going to do what he says he's going to do. Because the moment you come, you shut off the spirit realm. The moment that you sit down and have doubt, the spirit realm is closed to you. Heavens is not open to you because your heart has doubt about what God is going to say to you. Many people can come to the church, and as soon as they come to the church, they turn off the preacher. They turn off the preacher. They turn off the messenger that God is sending the message because they're full with doubt. Do you hear it? God wants us to have a spiritual activity, spiritual function by having our faith in God. Do you hear that? Faith in God. And then he goes on here again in verse 6, he says, but let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not, listen to this, doubt. I'm speaking to you, doubt. Doubt says, doubt is of the natural, faith is of the spiritual, right? And then look what he says. It sounds very rude. It sounds very rude, but it's not rude. He says, let not that man think that he shall what? Receive anything of the Lord. Do you see that? Don't let him think he's going to get anything of the Lord when you keep doubting me. You keep doubting what I'm able to do. I brought you from where you were. Look at where you are now. And if you have faith in me, I'm going to show you where I'm going to end you up. Do you hear it? But he says, you keep doubting my word. The children of Israel doubted God. They kept doubting him. They kept doubting him. Moses was one sent to deliver the people. Moses was spiritually stable because God spoke to him. And you know the story at the burning bush. And he told him, I heard the cry. See, many people cry. But there's a time when God's going to hear the cry. There is a cry, but there has to be the cry, the ultimate cry that get God's undivided attention. And when we get God's undivided attention, God begins to move by the Spirit. Do you hear it? Oh, I know this is right. When we cry, give the cry, then God hears the cry. He hears many cries, but he wants to hear the cry, the cry that is not doubt. The cry that is not on happenstance. The cry that is in faith in God. He wants to hear the cry, the ultimate cry, so the Spirit can move. And he sent Moses to Pharaoh. Moses did not go in his name. He went in the name, I am that I am sent me. Do you hear that? I am that I am sent me. I am that I am is not a natural thing. I am that I am is totally spiritual. Do you hear it? Nobody in this world named I am that I am. I don't believe there's not a person on the face of this earth named I am that I am. Because nobody can have his name. Because his name is the only name. Do you hear this? Glory to God, this is good. Spiritually stable. Spiritually understanding. Knowing your self-worth, knowing who you are in Christ, built up in Christ, built up in the Word, built up in the Spirit of God, and knowing that you have been sent by I am that I am. I am that I am sent me. Not having doubt in your heart. And when you have doubt in your heart, God said, let not that man, let not that woman ask anything of me. I've shown them over and over. I provided them in the wilderness. I took care of them. I fed them manna. I split the Red Sea for them. I held off death from them. I brought them into a place, but they still had doubt in their heart. All the things that I've done. See, you can show a lot of people a lot of things, but if they don't see God themselves, nothing's going to change. Do you hear it? If they can't see the Lord for themselves, nothing's going to change. That's why the Bible says that they didn't even see where God buried Moses, because they were so tied to Moses in the natural, and God was trying to see them, get them to see the spiritual aspect of things. They don't even know where Moses was buried, because they'll still be at the grave where Moses is at. Oh, Mo, oh, Mo. No, God wants you to look to him and see him and move in him and live in him and have your being in him. Don't doubt in your heart. Have faith in God, and God shall bring it to pass in your life. It's not over. Spiritually stable. Not easily moved by circumstances and let people get inside of your spirit. No, God says, no, that's not what I want. In the name of Jesus, do you hear it? And then he says in verse 8, and then we'll move into what we was discussing, these points last week. He says in verse 8, a double-minded. You know what a double-minded person is? They're not kingdom-minded. A double-minded person is not kingdom-minded. They're earthly-minded because they always got doubt, always saying, well, Jesus didn't. Yes, he did. Who died for you? Mama, no, Jesus died. No, Jesus died for you. How did you get out of the hole when you was broke, busted, and disgusted and couldn't see your way? You had to turn to Jesus. Your family couldn't do it because they was in the same predicament. Do you hear it? But when you turn to Jesus and you start applying the application of the kingdom lifestyle, the kingdom way, heeding to the kingdom decree, it got better for you. And so you're going to tell me you're going to forget about that? Nope. No way you can't forget about that. God has shown you over and over how much he cares for you and love you and got purpose for you in your life. And you're going to turn your back on that? That's instability. That's instability in a nutshell. Do you hear it? So we're living in the days of a sense of urgency where we got to be stable in this thing. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. If Christ be in you, who is the hope and glory, if Christ be in you, what is it that man can do unto you? Nothing. Because Christ is in you. Look at what he says in verse 8. He says, a double-minded man is not a kingdom-minded man or a kingdom-minded woman. A man is unstable in all his ways. Do you hear it? A double-minded person, not in one thing, in everything that they do, they're unstable because they're not sure. Remember I said last week, if you come to the ministry and you say God has given you a gift to do this and to do that, you got to submit that gift to God and to the house of God. If you're not going to do it, then don't do it. Because the moment you don't do it, that shows me you're unstable. You're a double-minded person. And see, this is where the word of God has to challenge the people of God. We can't let the people, and you can't let me just run rapid and do as I want to do. And then I say, oh, it's the will of God. It's not the will of God for you to bring confusion to the house of God. We have to reverence the house of God. Do you hear that? When we reverence the house of God, God reverence us. How many know the seat that you're sitting in is holy? Do you hear it? The carpet that you walk on is holy. The cameras that we got, they are holy. The television screens, they are holy. Do you hear it? Why? Because it's in a holy place. We don't come into the house of God, as Pastor Valerie taught us, you don't come and play the football game on the screens. Why? This is a holy place. I'm not going to come in here and watch a TV show. Why? Because this is a holy place. Do you hear it? This is holy ground. And when we understand spiritual stability, then we'll understand holiness is of God. And we are holy in Christ Jesus. Do you see it? Glory to God. God wants us to understand that we are holy in Christ. We have the stability in Christ in the name of Jesus. Now, let's go to point number three. I think we was on three. Point number three. The last week, point number one was, first, we are to count it all joy when we fall into and we experience in different trials. Point number two was, in order for us to remain stable, we must hold on to our faith. Amen. Now, let's look at three. Point number three. Here it is. Point number three is, let patience have a perfect work in our what? Hearts. Perfect work in our hearts. Another way to say this is wait for God's victory. Don't give up. You have to wait for God's victory, because the Bible says to us, vengeance is not ours, it is of the Lord. Whatever come up against us, we don't fall out or fall away. We have to stay in the process of it, because God is always going to be victorious in it. Remember, I said to you that it doesn't come to try us. No, it doesn't come to try us. It comes to try our faith. When the moment that you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you're saved instantly in the spirit. You're in the spirit now. You're no longer in the natural. You're in the spirit. You're in the spirit. Progressively in the Bible. Then you have to come and learn. Progressive learning. Learning, obeying. That's why you come to the house of God. That's why we share the word of God. Because we have to learn how we ought to be saved and live to be saved. Do you hear it? And then it's future when we go home to be with the Lord. Do you hear it? So we have to learn these things. And then it goes on to say here, this is 3.3. We must not quit. Must not quit. Must not throw in the towel. In the middle of us, in the middle of our struggles, we must bring the strength of God out to overpower the situation, that he will and he shall make us whole and complete and lacking and wanting for nothing. Do you hear that? Lacking and wanting for nothing. I'm going to say again, we must not quit, because he never quits. We must not quit. In the middle of trials and tribulation, things that bring us down, we must stay strong in him, that we will understand how he wants us to be made complete and perfect, lacking and wanting for nothing. Do you hear that? Glory to God. The fourth point here, we are to ask God for his infinite wisdom. We must ask God for his infinite wisdom. Amen. Now, I'm not saying that you can't go to a brother and sister to ask for insight and oversight. That's not what I'm saying. But you got to hear what they're saying, because if it's not of that which of the scripture, then you don't need to partake in that. Do you hear it? Because the wisdom has to come from God. Now, if I give you something outside of the word of God, you're not obligated to receive that. Do you hear it? Do you hear what I'm saying? That goes with anybody. I don't care who it is. That's why God wants us to know the word, get intimate with him by the Spirit of God. Amen. And not too much always by the natural. It has to be the Spirit of God that we know. So when somebody giving us godly counsel, is it the wisdom of God? Do you hear it? There's a difference there. And then he goes on to say the fifth one. As for God's wisdom in faith without doubting, God requires for you and I to believe. He requires, this is a requirement for you and I to believe. It's not a suggestion. It's not based on anything that you can think of. It's a requirement, First Lady, for you and I to believe the promises of God. Do you hear it? We must believe the promises of God. We must believe the promises of God. Do you hear it? Go to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 28. The book of Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah the 28th chapter. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Spiritual stability is being strong. It's being strong in God. It's being strong. understanding what God wants. Hallelujah. Are you there in the book of Isaiah? Amen. Verse 9. The book of Isaiah, the book of old, verse 9. And he says, whom shall he teach? Whom shall he teach knowledge? That's a question. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make it to understand doctrine, the ways of God, the lifestyle of God? Do you see it? The ways of God, the lifestyle of God. Them that are what? Weaned. Instability. People that are spiritually unstable. God say, how can I teach you anything? You're so unstable. Do you hear it? Are you hearing this? You're so unstable. How can I teach you? Go back to 28 and 9 again. Let's walk this out. Let's walk this out. Whom shall he teach knowledge? Very, very question. Whom? Whom? It can't be those that are unstable. It can't be those that are double-minded. It can't be those that have doubt in their heart. Do you hear it? Then it says, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? And then he further goes on to say, them that are weaned from the milk. You know weaning means? That means take off. You took off the milk. See, spiritually, you can be in the house of God for 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years, some people 70 years old, 60 years old, however old they are, and they're still on milk. Why? Because they're unstable in the spiritual things of God. And that's not what God wants. God say, whom shall I teach? And to whom can understand? See, what God is saying here, it's time to grow up and get off the milk. Weaned. Do you hear it? Get off of it. Get off of the milk. Get off of the childish thing. And let's grow up in spiritual maturity. Do you hear it? He says, them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Drawn from the breast. That means one point of time when mom had the baby, those that breastfeed babies. I know daddy didn't like an 8-month-old baby on mom's breast. You better get up, boy. Hello. I mean, that's serious business. As we continue to grow, we can't stay on the milk. And the milk is doubt. The milk is unstable. The milk is not receiving the understanding and the knowledge of God. The milk is letting the world move us, toss us to and fro, like James says. So we have to come off of that milk and be weaned from those things, that we may be stable in our walk with God as he has given unto us. Do you see it? Now let's go over to the book of 1 Corinthians. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Amen. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians. Let's look at 1 Corinthians. Let's go into the 1 Corinthians. Let's look at the 16th verse. 1 Corinthians 16 and 13. 1 Corinthians 16 and 13. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm weaned from the milk. Say, I'm weaned from the milk. You got to come up and not be so easily moved. I got to come up and not be so easily moved. I have to be spiritually stable, weaned from the milk. 1 Corinthians 16, let's begin to look here at the 13th verse, 16. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Anybody out there? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, now you're out there. Amen. Look at this. He says in 13, you're talking spiritual stability. He says, watch. Do you see that? Watch. That's not with your natural eyes. That's with your spiritual eyes. You got to watch. Do you hear this? Watch. He says, watch ye, stand fast in what? Faith. Faith is spiritual. Watching is spiritual. Quite like you, men, be strong. And then he says in 14, let all your things be done with love. Do you see it? Everything has to be done with love. Now listen to this. Paul was talking to the Corinthians. Paul was giving the Corinthians directions as the word of God gives us today. Paul was saying, be on guard. That means you spiritually got to be watchful. Do you hear that? Spiritually watchful. The Corinthians, he was telling them that they was to continue to be watchful, be alert for spiritual enemies. Do you hear that? Be watchful, be on guard, to be always spiritually alert for spiritual enemies that might slip in and threaten and destroy, to bring division, bring pride, to bring sin amongst the believers, to bring disorder or erroneous or errors in theology of God. Paul says, be watchful, be on guard. Because things will try to slip in. Pride will try to slip in. Erroneous teaching will try to slip in. Do you see that? Enemies will try to slip in. They will try to threaten and destroy your faith. They will try to bring division amongst you and raise up in pride amongst the people of God. Do you see that? What's wrong? So what? Somebody call you. Elder or deacon, and somebody say, well, brother so-and-so. Well, I'm not brother so-and-so. No. What's wrong with you? You are a brother. Somebody called me brother Simmons. I'm brother Simmons. I'm your brother. You my sister in Christ. It ain't got nothing to do with that prideful stuff. Many people, well, I'm this. No, you ain't nothing. But a child of God, if you receive Jesus, do you hear it? That's what you are, a child of God. So Paul was letting them know, be watchful, be on guard. And he was saying, be spiritually stable in this thing. Because things will try to come in, pride will come in, division will come in, try to destroy, erroneous teaching will come in. They won't teach you the word of God. They're not trying to build you up in your most holy faith. Do you see that? Paul was letting them know this is serious business, and the world is trying to get you to move out of this serious business of God. Do you hear it? And then Paul goes on to say, point number two, he says, stand fast, he says, stand fast in the faith, which is in God's good news, which has been taught to you from the beginning, which brought you into salvation. Paul says, be spiritually stable, be steadfast of the good news of Jesus, which brought you and I into salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. It's not of our own ability. The Bible in the book of Ephesians said that we're saved by grace through faith. It is a gift of God that no man can boast or be braggadocious about, the gift that God has given to us of salvation. Paul was warning them that. He says to stand fast, be firm. And then thirdly, Paul says, for them to be courageous and stable so that they could stand against false teachers. Spiritual stability means that you got to be stable. It happened to me on the other day, I believe it was Thursday, in the mall. I took my son shopping on Thursday. Glory to God. And I'm so thankful and grateful. We hadn't seen our son and spent time with him about 9 months. And the Spirit of God is moving on the heart of our son. Amen. And our son, we spent time with him. this weekend with him and everything. And I'm thankful and grateful to that. And that's why we're being steadfast in those things. We hide nothing from nobody because God knows everything. Amen. And my prayer is that my son will see God in his life for himself. Amen. Because we represent him. I can't get you closer to God. You got to get close to him yourself. Amen. But what I'm saying is in the mall up there, there was a man that came up to me. I don't know his motive, but he came up to me. And the first thing he said was, I say, thank you. Oh, I like that shirt. Okay. And then the next thing he says, what is the Sabbath? So I say, okay, I'm listening to him. See, that's why you got to be watchful. That's why you got to know the word of God for yourself. He says, who made the Sabbath? Listen to him. Then he says, is Jesus the Son of God? Listen to him. And before I could even really say anything, the police officers came and got him. See, you got to be stable. You got to know the Bible for yourself. I don't know his motive or where he was going, but I didn't get a chance to say anything. And I didn't probably have to say anything because the police officer came and got him and took him away. In the name of Jesus. What that was all about, I don't know. Do you hear it? That's why you got to be what? Watchful. Somebody say watchful. You have to be watchful. Spiritually watchful. Understanding what things will try to come. Erroneous and error in teaching will try to come to persuade you to move out of that which is sound doctrine, which is of Jesus Christ. Do you hear it? That's why you have to know him for yourself. Know him for yourself. In all things that you do, you must know him for yourself. Jesus Christ is Lord. I know him for myself. And I live for him. I live totally for him. That's what we must do and understand. To know him for ourselves and to live for him. And that we don't be spiritually unstable in our lives. And then Paul goes on to say, there will be false teachings to come, and it will deal with those that's in the congregation that are unstable. But we need to be stable in the congregation so we can teach those that are not stable. Do you hear it? That's why you are very important to the kingdom of God. Teaching, understanding, following the process of God, not getting outside of the will of the kingdom of God, but staying in the lane of the kingdom of God. And God will take care of you. He will always watch out for you. He will let nothing harm you or hurt you. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Because he knows how to do what he does, and he does it the best. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Now let's go over to the book of Timothy. It'll be 2 Timothy. We're almost there. Amen. We're almost there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the highest. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Chapter 3. Hallelujah. God wants us to be stable, brothers and sisters. I pray that you can hear the word of God. Stable, stability, be grounded, that you don't be easily tossed to and fro. Don't be drawn away from situations that take place in your life. Don't let that happen. Don't let that happen. 2 Timothy 3 and the 16th verse. 3 and 16. 3 and 16. Hallelujah. It says all scripture. Do you see that? All scripture. That means everything that is written from Genesis up until now. All scripture is given by what? The inspiration of God. The Old Testament and the New Testament is given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It is profitable for doctrine. Do you see that? That's for our learning. It is for reproof, correcting us. Amen. For correction, for instruction in what? Righteousness. Spiritual stability, he says, all scripture is given. The whole Bible is given for us so we can stay stable in this Christian walk and trust in God. And then he says in verse 7, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished. That means equipped unto all good works. Do you see that? Unto all good works. Everything that you would do unto good works. And then go to 4:1. And then he says to Timothy, he says, I charge thee therefore before God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead as his appearing and his kingdom. Listen to this. To be spiritually stable, he says, preach the word. Do you see that? Preach the word. It didn't say preach opinions. It didn't say preach doubt. It didn't say preach unbelief. It says preach the word. Preach the word in season and out of season. It don't have to be when everybody want to listen to it. It can be when they don't want to hear it. Do you hear it? You just what? Preach the word. Because the word going to do the work. You just preach the word. Look at what he says. He says, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reproving, rebuke, exhorting with all long suffering and doctrine. Do you see that? He says, for the time will come. See, God is telling the time gonna come when people be so spiritually unstable in their life. But he says, you got to continue to preach this word. He says, for the time will come when they will not endure. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to serve. They don't want to come to the house of God. They don't want to believe God because there's so much doubt in their heart. They're so wounded by their own selves and the fleshly nature. They're not tapping into the spiritual realm of God. Do you hear it? And God says it's time out for that. Wean yourself from the milk and get on the spiritual things of God that you could be stable in this walk with God. Do you hear it? And then he goes on to say, for the time will come, First Lady, the time will come. The time will come. When they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts, they shall heap themselves teachers. They will heap themselves teachers. What that mean? They will go gather their own teachers. They will go gather what they want to hear. What makes them feel good without even mentioning Jesus Christ, the Lord of our lives. Do you hear it? What makes them feel good? Oh, I'm feeling good about this. They don't hold me accountable. They don't show me the word of God. They don't do anything. They don't mention Jesus' name. They don't even mention the blood. Glory to God. Do you see this? And then he says, for the time shall come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap themselves teachers. They're going to find their own teacher what appeal to them. But I don't like how she said it. Oh, I don't like how he said it. So I'm going to go find somebody to say it like I want to hear it. Do you hear it? Look at what it said. How can you qualify that? Look at the end statement of this. Having what? Itching ears. There is an itching. I don't like the way I hear that, so let me leave out of here and I won't go over here. I like how they talk over here. I highlight that they don't hold me accountable over here. I like how they don't rightly divide the word over here. I like how I can come in here and do my little dirt and then go out and do some more dirt and then come back in and nobody holding me accountable to that. Heap themselves to teachers and they got itching ears. What I want to hear. Do you hear that? Glory to God. Never growing up. Always always instability in the life. That's right, First Lady, tossed to and fro. Do you hear it? Going from this church to that church, from that church to this church, saying God sent me here and God sent me there. You're not omnipresent. How can you be every place? You can't be every place. God's put you in a particular place to serve him. Do you hear that? You can't be everywhere. Only God can be everywhere. Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit can be everywhere. How you going to be on church? I'm on church on the 3rd Street and the 4th Street, the 5th Street and the 6th Street. You can't be everywhere. No, you can't be everywhere. How can you qualify that, Brother Simmons? Do y'all want me to qualify that? I can qualify that if you want me to. My. Go to the book you in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. Go to 1 Corinthians. I'm going to show you. I'm moving ahead of myself, but I'm going to show you this here. Because I want you to see sound doctrine. I don't make these things up. Spiritual stability is very important in the kingdom of God. If we're going to advance the kingdom of God, if we're going to grow up in the kingdom of God, then we can't have doubt in our hearts. This thing is by faith. And it's giving up ourselves to the Lord. You have to give yourself unto the Lord. Look at this, 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah. Before we go there, go to Philippians, and then we'll go to Philippians 4, and I want you to see this, because Paul, you got to be of the same mind. Got to be of the same mind. Philippians 4 and 2, and then we'll go to 1 Corinthians 12 and 12. All right. Are you there in there in the scripture 4 and 2? You say, I beseech Euodias and beseech Sanchi that they be of the same mind in the Lord. Do you see that? See, spiritual stability is being in the same mind, the same mindset. And it's not being in the mind of Daryl. It's being in the mind of God. Being in the mind of Christ. Do you see it? Being in the mind of unity and love. Do you see that? He said, I beseech Euodias and Sanchi that they be of the same mind in what? The Lord. They can't be in the same mind in themselves. Because James already told us, Sister West, a double-minded man is unstable in his way. See, they was in their own mind. What was happening there, they was bringing conflict amongst one another. They was very influential women. And Paul says he want them to be of the same mind. He say, I entreat thee also, true yoke fellows. That means us in the body of Christ, helping one another to be of the same mind in the Lord. Do you see that? Help those women which labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with others, and with other, my fellow labor, whose names are in the book of life. Do you see that? He wants us to help one another. He wants us to help one another. Do you know that this thing is not about you, yourself? It's about us collectively. God wants us to help one another, Bishop. He wants us to help one another. How can we help one another if we're not in the same mind as the Lord? Do you hear that? We have our own precept ideas on what needs to get done. We are to be same mind of the Lord. Now go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I said, you can't be everywhere. God didn't make you omnipresent. Glory to God. That's right, First Lady. If you're going to be stable, you can't be everywhere. And everybody said, well, ain't nothing. No, nothing's happening because you ain't rooted and grounded. How's your tree going to grow if you plant it and then you don't nourish it? You got to water it. The soil is good, but you keep uprooting the roots. And every time you uproot the roots, it shocks the root. And you try to plant it somewhere else, and it still won't grow. Because you never get stable into the soil. Or you taking it up from the good soil and putting it in the bad soil and then not recognizing that soil that you're putting it in. Do you hear that? Even the soil that God has recognized good soil and bad soil. A seed don't grow everywhere. But a seed that is placed in the right soil and a seed that is a heeding to the soil that it is placed is the seed that's going to grow for the glory of God. Do you hear that? Because that seed understands this is the soil that I am to be planted in. This is where I'm going to take root. This is where I'm going to spring up and spring out. If I stay rooted and grounded in this soil. Because it's being watered. It's being watered. It's being watered because the word of God is the water that waters the seed. And it's the soil that the word of God gets deep down into, which is your heart. Do you hear it? To believe. And he goes on here in 1 Corinthians 12. Are you there? 1 Corinthians 12, and we're in the 12th verse. Look at this. 12th verse, he says. For as the body, remember I say you can't be everywhere. You can't be everywhere. You got to be one place. He says, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is what Christ. For by one Spirit, do you hear that? One Spirit are all we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be black, whether we be white, whether we be Puerto Rican, Cambodian, whether we be Russian, Ethiopian, African, American, Mexican, Guamanian, whatever it be. Do you hear that? When we're spiritually stable and understanding the kingdom mindset of God, that's what he's saying. Whether be Jews or Gentiles, whether be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into what? One Spirit. One Spirit. One Spirit. One Lord, one Christ, one faith, one hope. And it's all in Jesus Christ. Do you hear that? You can't be everywhere. Because when you're everywhere, you're tossed to and fro. You never get rooted. You'd never be spiritually stable. You'd be unstable in all your ways. And God says, if you come to me asking me anything, don't think you're going to get anything from me. Because you're not stable. I'm showing you how much I love you and care for you, that I am giving you the word that you can be stable in this thing. Because he says, count it all joy. And see, that takes a level of spiritual maturity when trials and tribulations comes our way, to count it all joy. It takes a level of spiritual understanding to count it all joy. And the thing about in life, and I'm even learning this, the younger that I get, glory to God, the younger that I get, the younger that I get, amen, I'm even learning this in life. That I don't need, and you don't need. And when situations happen, we don't need to what? React. We don't need to react. Because in reacting, it brings us out of spiritual stability. When we react, we be unstable. Because when you react, your spirit is open to the things that's trying to maneuver on you. Do you hear it? You don't react. You don't react to those things. You be steadfast. Watch God. Work it out. Go to God and ask Him for wisdom in the scripture. Or you go into prayer. Most powerful thing is prayer. Prayer is a powerful thing that we of believers have. And the powerful thing we have is the Holy Spirit that guides us, amen? So my prayer is that you and I together have one mind, that we be stable in this walk, and that we love the Lord and hold fast to promises of God, that you and I would not be easily moved by erroneous teaching, false doctrine, division, and pride that comes up amongst us. And if there's anything to try to divide us, we have a level of maturity to bring it back together. one mind, one Lord, one hope. Amen. Can you love him for it? Give him a hand, praise. God bless you this morning. Love Jesus always. Love Jesus always. And he will keep us stable, rooted and grounded in the word of God. Amen. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Amen. Glory to God. God bless each and every one of you this morning. I pray that your spirit, soul, mind, and body will be blessed of the Lord this day and all the days of your life, that you continue to walk in the power of his might and the resurrection of his glory. And that knowing this, that the trying of your patience worketh your faith. Knowing this, because Jesus told us, he says, I have spoken these things unto you. He told you this. And for us to have no doubt in our heart, we have to believe it that way. Amen. Amen. Let's lift our hands in a sign of surrender as we dismiss ourselves from the presence of God. Father, we thank you this morning how you have taught us the word of God, how we went into the scriptures and seen where it's written, God, and how you express your love through us, for us, for your son who died for us. Lord, we thank you for holding us and keeping us. And God, as we continue to walk this life, that we will grow in the spirit of God and in the love and unity, one for the other. Now, Holy Spirit, as we depart this place, but never your presence, let us remember these things that which you have spoken unto us, that we will walk in joy in divers temptations, trials, and tribulations, and that, God, we will not easily be moved, but let our faith go to work. In the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for blessing your people with health, long life, and strength, that you will give them, God, the desires of their heart, providing that it's in your will. So, Holy Spirit, we thank you this morning. We praise you. And we honor you. It's in the magnificent and precious name of Jesus Christ. And if you're at home that have not received Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, we ask that you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You say, Dear Lord, I know that you died for me and that Jesus rose on the hill called Calvary and that he took me from sins and he brought me into the life of God. If that's you, we say thank God for you. Your name will be in the book of life. You continue to serve him and honor him, for your name is written in the book, but there are two books, the book and the book of life. You don't want your name blotted out. You want your name to be shown in the book of life, where you will live eternal with God, because there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Hell is a real place. And many people say, how can I believe in whom I have not seen? But we have heard Jesus over 2,000 years, and we're still hearing him today. How do you believe and how do you think? You think on the mind of God and not on the things and the thoughts of this world. And if you have no place to worship and learn, we ask that you will come visit us. Sit in the house of God and let the Holy Spirit prick your heart, and he will show you where you need to be rooted and grounded. To God be the glory for your life. And thank you again for tuning in. We give all honor and glory to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Let's give them a hand praise this morning. Amen. God bless you. And may your life forever be changed. Amen. Stay strong and trust God. Let's not go back. Let's continue to move forward. Amen. To God be the glory. May the peace of God be with you and overshadow you. Until we meet again, let's all say, Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Go in peace. Amen. God bless you.